Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're rocking and rolling in beautiful Dallas, Texas. I'm not downtown. I'm actually out near the airport. But I usually say downtown Dallas or whatever, but can't say that because I'm not downtown. I'm pretty far from downtown, but we're having a good time. We're going to be talking to some small business owners later today, and that just makes me very happy to think that I get to talk to you. Just, you know, when I do my show, I get to talk to, when I make speeches to, when I give speeches to small business groups, I get to do both of those things in one day. It's like the greatest thing since sliced bread for me. And I also it's pretty special when we get to talk to Ken Grombach. Ken's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Common Census. He's our generational marketing expert, our demographics expert, and he's with us right now. Ken Grombach, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
My pleasure.
You're all on Twitter about being back, aren't you?
Very much so. Bright and sunny here in Connecticut. Overlooking the Connecticut River.
All right. That sounds good. So, Ken, anything new under the sun when it comes to generational marketing? Anything new going on out there with regard to demographics?
Well, one of the forecasts that we're making that people are finding interesting is the new market that's emerging with that's called Gen Y, the kids under 20, is going to precipitate
the echo boomers.
Exactly. They're huge. They're spending.
You have predicted that generation is already on track to be as big as baby boomers, and you think it could go as much as 100 million before it's over.
Exactly. In fact, they're already past the baby boomers since we last spoke.
Now, pardon me for interrupting you, but what's contributing to that? Is part of that immigration? I mean, is it
yes.
A lot of that's the immigration factor, right?
Well, right now, Jim, half the babies being born in the United States are Latino, half, right as we speak.
Say that again.
Half of the babies being born in the United States are Latino.
Wow.
But that's a really good thing.
There's no judgment in that. Wow, folks, that's just a number that boggles my mind.
Well, we've got a blessed country, and I don't know whether we did it on purpose or we did it by accident. But the dead last thing you want, Jim, is a reduced population. You want your population
like they have in Europe and Japan.
Yeah, well, they don't know it now, but in 30 or 40 years. They're not going to have country. Their country will be gone.
Yeah, no, you're making a broad, oversimplified statement right now, but I do think that they got trouble. And of course, Japan's got a similar situation, isn't it?
Yes, they do. Japan is not.
They're not making replacements.
No. No, you need
to
replace yourself.
Back to your marketing point, or the point you were making about that. I just wanted to, some people might not have heard some of these things. I just think that what you just told us, some of the stats that you just gave us, I think are important to get folks' attention when we talk about generational marketing. Go ahead now.
Well, an emerging market, a market that's developing, a market that's coming into its own, does not go to Walmart and buy three things that the Walmart has decided you're going to buy. This new generation is going to precipitate thousands, if not even millions, of new small businesses.
The century of the entrepreneur, folks. When did you hear me say? When did some of you first hear me saying that? In the last century, Ken, I started saying that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And what you just said is another reason why.
Well, see, this is the mirror image, Jim, of 1972. in 1972, what did the business landscape look like? The business landscape was just riddled with small businesses developing.
Mom and pops
to serve the new market that was coming called the boomers. Now, mm-hmm. this particular market in 2006 is bigger than the boomers, outspending the boomers. And what's going to happen is you're going to see small businesses just popping up everywhere because mm-hmm. the big boxes can't serve this market because they don't have the selection. They don't. These people have very, very, very eclectic tastes at this point in their development.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Ken. This is fascinating stuff, folks. And this is, it's painting a picture. He's putting words to canvas to paint the landscape of the world you're going to operate in future in the 2022. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And I found out. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use that as to your advantage, folks. There's no barrier to entry except to have a computer and a connection to the Internet. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Check it out when you get a chance. Ken Grumbach is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Common Census. And Ken, tell us where your book's available.
You can go to my website, which is www.kgcdirect.com, or you can go to amazon.com.
All right. So check that out. Common Census, where you can learn more about this generational marketing thing that Ken and I have been talking about. Ken, you were just talking to us about that, the fact that the younger generation is going to be less likely to go to Walmart. They're going to want more customized stuff. And this is the kind of stuff that I've been predicting for a long time. I'm glad to know that you're providing some facts and figures that backs up my conjecture, my prophecy about 7 or 8 years ago, that the 20th century, I said, was the century of the major corporation. The 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. And every day that goes by, I hear something from people like you who makes me look like I knew what I was talking about.
Well, I'm happy to.
Which I always like.
You will see a ton of small businesses open starting right now. And another very, very good thing is the fact that there's going to be plenty of labor to run them. There's just. We have developed, you know, in our by hook or by crook, you can say we did it on purpose, but I'm not so sure that we did.
Of course we did. Well, if we're talking among ourselves, it was an accident. If we're talking to the Europeans, it was our plan.
We have a homegrown labor force, the biggest one the nation has ever seen, and the homegrown labor force is peaked right now. The peak of it is about 16 years old, so it's just being felt, and it's going to change everything. It's very good for the United States. Very good.
It's good for the United States marketplace. How is it going to be for our resources?
Don't worry about that. The resources that are going to be important, you know, last week in the Wall Street Journal, I read an article where the armed forces overall in the United States are patting themselves on the back for their recruitment efforts. They say all of a sudden they have all the recruits that they need, and they're saying, mm-hmm. "Well, that's very, very good." You know, it's owing to you know, the recruiters themselves and bonuses and a slight reduction of standards. The reason that we have this, this enormous recruitment going on in our armed forces is we have more kids,
right?
A ton.
And they've learned how to use MySpace too. By the way,
they're recruiting on military.
Yeah,
you know, well, things have changed. I mean, mass media has changed. Here's another good thing for you, Jim, is that we're predicting that talk radio not television, not billboards, not newspaper, but talk radio is re-emerging. Information radio. Look at NPR just went to All News. I mean, it's a good
from your mouth to God, from your mouth to God's ears.
I know.
But what does this mean to the average small business owner out there?
Well, the average small business owner, one, is not going to get clobbered by Walmart. Listen, I'm not anti-Walmart, but I do disagree with buying things in one place. And
yeah.
What Walmart's whole philosophy, and the big box philosophy, not just Walmart, but the big box
right.
philosophy is to carry a few things, having them all the time, not have any selection. They have depth. I mean, they have a lot of
yeah.
it, and they have it cheap. But that's not what's going to sell to the emerging market.
Discriminating buyer, you may not be able to find what you want at Walmart because they don't have, their products are not always exactly like what you want. And I'll tell you, Ken, my audience knows this. I tell small business owners to thank Walmart. I say don't worry about Walmart. Don't be mad at Walmart or the big boxes. Thank them. Because they only sell on price, and those aren't the people small business owners need to be doing business with anyway. So what Walmart has done is take those people out of our way.
Well, that may be true, Jim, but it even gets better because with the new market, you're going to not only are they is Walmart going to be taking some of the people out of the way, but they're going to be taking fewer people out of the way.
Well, you know, Ken, to support what you're saying, you mentioned the Wall Street Journal a minute ago. In the last few days, there has been an article in the Wall Street Journal about Walmart's failure to continue to grow their sales. So what you're
hit a wall, Jim,
have already happened. You know,
here's
$300 billion in global sales, I don't think they're going to be hurting anytime soon.
Well, don't think that way, because in March, their same store sales hit a wall. They went down. Okay, then they covered it up in April and May. But guess what happened mm-hmm. in June? Same thing. And we don't know about July yet. When a retailers average make it on very, very skinny margins. If they can make a 5% profit after tax,
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Yeah.
The point is, the new market is not going to buy from them, and boomers are buying less. That's their old market, the people that are currently 40 to 60.
Absolutely. Stand by, Kim. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Take us out. Stay with us.
The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken.
Are you reeling in the years? Throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
Come back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas. Having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach. We're talking about generational marketing. You know, Ken, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time is that more and more people are going to are valuing their time more than their money. And I've said that for a long, my audience knows I've been talking about this for years to get ready for that. And that the more people value that, and see, rich people have always valued their time more than their money. But as this is a condition, this is a phenomenon that is filtering all the way down the socioeconomic ranks, all the way down. And once that happens, see, the more that people feel that way, the more opportunity that is for small businesses to pop up to help people save time. Maybe that's all they do. Maybe they do nothing. I mean, my favorite story is the line sitter. You know what a line sitter is, right?
That's somebody sitting, taking your place.
You want a ticket, you want to get a ticket to a, you want to score tickets to a concert, you hire somebody to go stand in line for you to get the tickets and, for 2 days or whatever. Those are lines. I mean, is this a great country or what? I mean, where else would people do something like that? But anyway, those are the kinds of things. And I believe that I have said that that more and more people are going to want those kinds of services, and that that was a great opportunity for small businesses. And what you're saying is that the new generation, they're going to have more money. They're going to spend their money differently than we spend our money. And they're coming into the world. See, people in my generation, your generation, Ken, we've evolved into valuing our time more than our money. You and I weren't like this when we were 25. We valued our money more than our time, but we're not like that now. But I think what you're saying is this new generation, they're coming into the world with that DNA, aren't they?
Well, the talk about the boomer first. The boomer, always, we have said, the boomer, you want to do business with the boomer. The boomer says, save me some time, make my life easy, and don't rip me off. And
right.
I will do business with you all day. Now that's going to be.
But nowhere in there did you say, save me lots of money?
No.
They don't want to spend too much, but they're not asking you necessarily to give them the
lowest
price.
Don't cheat me. Give me value. Be fair. Mm-hmm. Give me what I paid for. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. And the kids that are coming up are going to be the same way. The only difference with the kids is they're going to be wanting a lot of different stuff. And their spending habits, Jim, it's the spending habits of the kids under 20 is at least a factor of 5 over their parents.
Think about this, Ken. When you and I were young parents, way back. I mean, I was a parent in the 70s for the first, when my babies were born. And, in those days, I didn't have two new cars. Our cars were not, neither one of them were purchased new. They were nice cars, but they weren't new. We had one television in the house, probably didn't have a VCR. I don't think we had a VCR in those days. And by the end of the decade of the 70s, had my first microwave. And, these kids already have all that stuff.
Yes.
And more.
Well, when you consider what a top-of-the-line iPod cost, or
$300,
a DVD player that the kids are watching in the back of the car as you're traveling, mm-hmm. Or the amount of money that's spent on clothes and entertainment and food, these are going to be the most voracious consumers that the nation has ever seen.
I like the way you said that. Voracious consumers.
Sure.
As a business person, I like voracious consumers, don't you?
Say again?
As a business owner, I like voracious customers.
Well, I tell you, the smart people right now are looking at this group and saying, what kind of small business can I open to position myself in front of this wave?
What do I need to do to morph the one that I have so that it doesn't get so it stays on the leading edge and doesn't get run over?
Exactly. We're consulting with a group in Massachusetts right now, a chain store that's been selling a particular product to the boomers, and the boomers are just slowing down in their purchase of that particular product. It happens to be furniture, what we're telling them is what you need to be thinking about is what products are you going to sell to the kids under 20.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ken, thank you for being here. Good job,
my
today,
pleasure.
As always. Give us your website again, please.
Okay, it's www.kgcdirect.com.
Thanks, Ken. See you next time.
My pleasure.
Quick break after the news. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.